Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I've hardly seen you today.
I know, I've been in my bedroom doing work.
I think it's good.
It's good to have some separation.
Yeah.
I think after yesterday's fight, we should come back strong as a united front.
I think we are. I think we're strong as a united front.
We're stronger than ever. We've got two more weeks left in ISO.
Two more weeks. Shout out to everyone emailing us on boner of the heart. Boneroftheheart@gmail.com.
No, boners of the heart.
Oh, fuck me. What the fuck is wrong with me? Boners of the heart.
Right.
My period still hasn't come.
Don't be so hard
on
yourself.
My boobs
pregnant.
Hurt. Yeah, maybe I'm pregnant.
Actually?
No. There's no possibility.
Fuck.
I know.
I would have loved that so much. I'm so keen for a baby. I'd raise your child.
I know, but I don't want to have a child now.
Come on, please.
Well, I have no chance.
I might not be able to.
I've had two periods since I had sex last, I think. And so if I was pregnant right now, I'd be shocked.
Awesome that you only had sex two periods ago.
I'm probably more than that. I think more than that. Three, shit, okay. Well, so it's been three stress-free
periods. Three periods since I last
since
had
I last
sex.
Fornicated. Oh, God, that's disgusting. That's smutty, and I don't like smut.
You accused me of being smutty the other day.
I know, you were being smutty.
I was being smutty. I love smuttiness.
Pure smut. It was
I love
pure
smuttiness.
And smut. And you know I'm repressed and Christian. So so you know I don't like that. I'm trying to actually find gain access to the email.
I've got the emails right here in front of me.
I've got it on my phone as well.
This one, I just want to do you want to address the most
yes.
recent one we just got up top?
Most recent one. So there were
thank you to the person who sent this.
Deeply concerned listeners on
yes.
the on the emails talking about yesterday when we were chatting about me going to my nan's because. It will be happening in the duration of the lockdown. So we're in a very specific situation where we travel back from overseas. So we were, you know, unsure of what we were supposed to do in that regard because we can't stay in the self-isolation accommodation for the whole duration of the lockdown. So we rang the Ministry of Health. They gave us their advice and they said that you're wearing sunglasses while you're looking at
so their prescription.
Sorry, it's on the record, Alice is wearing sunglasses.
Their
so she looks like
the
Agent Smith from The Matrix.
Their prescription and their new, and I want to show them
okay,
off.
Okay, fine. So basically, we were a bit, you know, we were a bit confused as well. And so we rang the Ministry of Health and they advised us that, you know, with these particular precautions that it was absolutely fine. But if you have any... questions or concerns or you're not sure about anything or, you know, very nuanced things about your situation, we very much implore you to ring the Ministry of Health
yeah.
and wait with their beautiful playlist
yes.
for about, you know,
two hours.
2 hours, yeah, yeah. essentially, and get the answers because that is the best place to get your information,
yes.
Not perhaps your own judgment or Twitter.
Exactly. And that advice that they gave Rose is only specific to her and her case.
Yes.
And they had to take a lot of information to make sure that that was okay. And as it turns out, we're actually going to spend an extra week in isolation because when we return to our final lodgings from our isolation zone, both of us are going to be with vulnerable people. So we're taking an extra week.
Yeah.
Just to be super cautious.
Also, I think that was just advice for people coming, traveling from overseas more so. It didn't actually
yeah.
matter about the, I mean, it wasn't, you know, necessarily
sure,
the
sure
defining thing. Factor of the 3 weeks. But if you are in self-ISO from overseas, I think that maybe just do 3 weeks.
Yeah. And listen, it's a serious start to the podcast, but we just want you to know we're not rule breakers.
We love rules.
We love rules.
To the extent where we basically, we spent a long time chilling out on the Ministry of Health helpline last night.
And Rose especially loves rules. She's constantly monitoring my behaviour for when it is and is not appropriate and when it is and is not embarrassing. Yes, there are two pieces.
I made Alice spaghetti for lunch, okay?
I'm going to move them right now.
No, don't move them right now. Don't disrupt the thing. This is the problem, is that you get... Look, oh my God. See, Alice, she is a clean Sue, but she is a messy Sue. And I think we're both clean, messy Sues. But
What does that mean exactly?
I don't really know. I made it up. But what I did was I did the... I'm trying to add like a passive aggressive element to our work life balance. So I sent you a picture.
I don't think you need to work on adding it.
I don't think that I'm necessarily passive aggressive. I just, you know.
No, you tell me what you think whenever it comes to you.
Oh my God.
I laughed once and you said, shut up. That's embarrassing.
When was that?
About 5 minutes after I arrived in England.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't say shut up. That's.
You, or was at a different time?
Yeah. You're.
Oh,
you're
complaining when you told me off in Freedom Furniture.
Yeah, that I did say. Shut up! That's embarrassing. Yes, in Freedom Furniture, sorry. Public place. When you were in England, it was my own home, and I said that's too loud for my home.
About 5 minutes after arriving in the country, after about 30 hours of travel, I got a one-handed hug.
Did I?
Yeah, you one-handed.
I must have known about the oncoming wrist. I didn't tell. Social distancing. I've been social distancing by choice for a long time.
You've been emotionally distancing.
I don't know.
All of your life.
I don't think about that. No. I'm physically distanced, but not emotionally.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's awesome.
There's actually a lot going on in my head, you know.
Yeah, cool.
You underestimate me.
Anyway, thank you so much for that email for the person who asked us to clarify that, really.
So when in doubt,
call the Ministry of Health.
Call the Ministry of Health.
Otherwise, just stay the fuck where you are, okay? Because no one wants to die.
Yes, absolutely. And what was I going to check here? Oh, we've got some other emails as well. Lots of other emails, really.
Yeah, thank you to anyone who's sending them in. It's genuinely the highlight of our...
really genuinely the highlight of our day. We've had a lot of correspondence from people asking certain things from us. Early on, though, I think we should maybe chat about.
Yeah.
Because we're kind of almost chatting about this already. The languages of love or the lack of languages of love.
Yes, I haven't done my actual homework as to which I am.
You haven't done the quiz? Should we do it together right now?
Okay, that's a good idea.
Well, no, you do it on yours and I'll do it on my laptop.
I don't know if we can. I think it's actually quite long. Like, I think it's like half an hour.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you at all. Like, it's
a
proper thing.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I've definitely received my languages of love before. Hold on, I'm gonna search them on my. Can you just pad for time?
Oh, Jesus. Okay. So, yeah, it's going good. We had dinner last night. I had some burger patties. And what was that last night? Yeah, and Alice... made a steak, which was cool, and I made a spaghetti for lunch. I'm gonna have a cookie in a bit. This is one thing I'm actually
I've got them here.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, Jesus Christ, so that was so boring. I'm a comedian. I'm a stand-up comedian, and I couldn't
not
even
anymore.
Do that. Fuck.
Who are you standing up to, bitch? Where's your audience?
Oh my God,
you're nothing.
Do you know who I am?
You don't have a career.
Do you know
anymore.
Who I am?
Yes.
How dare you?
You're a daughter.
How dare you?
You're a sister.
How fucking
you're
dare you? How
grandchild.
Long have you done stand-up?
You're
how
a
long
friend.
Have you done stand-up? Tell me. How many years?
Six? Seven?
Oh. Yeah, so quite a lot. Surprised.
Really? No, maybe it's not that long. I think I started when I was 25 and I'm 31. 6 years?
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay, begin singles quiz.
I've done three
quiz.
Solo shows. That's how long I've done it. There you go.
You're three solo shows old.
Three solo shows old.
Right.
How many solo shows old are you?
8 or 10?
Yeah. Okay. So you're better.
Yeah, I'm fundamentally a better person.
No, better comedian.
Oh, yeah. That too.
So my...
Okay. learn your love language. Now, are we both doing the single quiz?
Yes, I did the single quiz. I've got my love languages here, my results from when I took
really?
It.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm ready to go.
Oh, God. Okay.
So my number one love language is quality time.
Of course.
Yeah. I like, nothing says I love you like full undivided attention. Being there for this type of person is critical, but really being there with the TV off, fork and knife down, and all chores and tasks on standby makes them feel truly special and loved. Distractions, postponed activities, or the failure to listen can be especially hurtful. Whether it's spending uninterrupted time with someone else or doing activities together, you deepen your connection with others through sharing time. What do you think? Is that true of me?
Yeah.
I love to share time. I love just to chat.
You love to chat. You love to hang out. You love to be with people.
Yeah.
For sure. But is that the way you like receiving it or giving it?
I think that's how I like receiving it.
Oh, okay.
And it doesn't tell me how I give it.
Okay. Is it only, you only get one?
No, you get them all ranked. So ranked is quality time for me, words of affirmation, acts of service, physical touch, and receiving gifts. And receiving gifts is like well below everything else. So I don't, although I will say this, our friend Leon got me kosher salt once and I think I almost cried.
Diamond kosher.
Yeah,
the Bon Appetit.
Yes, the Bon Appetit culture. So.
You do like gifts.
I do like gifts, but I think it's because not of like, because I'm always flabbergasted when someone's thought of me.
Yeah, sure, that's sweet. I'm just doing the test now.
Oh, okay, you do the test and I'll pad for time.
No, don't have time. We can go through the questions and I'll just tell you which ones I'm choosing.
Okay, cool.
How I got to that. So it's more meaningful to me when someone I love sends me a loving note / text or email for no special reason, or I hug someone I love. I immediately chose the first option.
Yeah.
It's more meaningful to me when I can spend alone time with someone I love, just us, or someone I love does something practical to help me out.
Fuck. That's hard, eh?
Second one.
I think I'm the first one.
Really?
I think so. Because I don't need anyone to do anything practical for me.
Oh, God. What a Leo, man.
I know. But when you cooked lunch today, I was genuinely over the moon.
That's such an interesting thing for you to say. You don't need anyone to do something practical for you. Because that's untrue.
Name a practical thing I need.
It's not something that you need, but it's to help you out. It's not saying someone I love does something practical because I need them to. It's just to help you out. So it's very interesting what you've said instead. It's very interesting.
Well, I don't think... Oh.
Are you kidding me?
I'm so sorry. I'm just getting a call.
Oh, my God.
It's Hannah. Should I answer and welcome her to the pod?
No.
Hi, Hannah. It's me and Rose here. You're live on Boners of the Heart. This is Hannah, one of my closest friends who has zero interest in the podcast or anything to do with my comedy career.
Yeah.
And is also has a budding friendship with Rose.
Yeah. I would say. Oh my God. Okay, Hannah, you can hang up, Hannah. We're
Rose intends to make Hannah her wife.
That's true, actually.
That's lovely.
What were you going to say about how I'm looking?
What's with those sunglasses? You're in those
sunglasses. These are my new sunglasses. They're prescription. What do you think?
Well, first of all, how did you get those?
They came through the pot. I ordered them in England, but then wasn't around to pick them up on account of the global pandemic, so they sent them to me here.
Okay, all right. Are they red?
They are red. The frames are red, Hannah. They haven't, you know, honestly, they haven't been met with like incredible like excitement by the community that Alice has shared them with so far. We'll definitely send a pic to the listeners.
Listen, when I picked these, you told me they were cool. Oh, she's tuned out now. Hey, listen, we better call you back because we're at work.
I was calling to talk to you about our impending financial doom, but I couldn't wait.
Yeah, that's a different segment. That's the segment for tomorrow, Hannah. Thank you.
Good luck out there.
Yeah, good luck out there. See you soon.
Thanks, Hannah. And thank you so much to Hannah for calling into the podcast. And if there's anyone else who also wants to call in, please sing out. We're all ears.
Okay. It's more meaningful
to
me.
Just before we go on with that, do you really not like these sunglasses?
I like them. But that's not a good sign, is it?
Why did you let me buy them?
What are you talking about?
I tried them on. Okay, all right.
Just be your own person for once, for God's sake. Own it.
I am my own person.
Yeah, well, just own it.
Okay, fine.
Okay, they're good. They're good glasses. they're a bit different. And that's what's good about them. Where are you going?
Getting a beer.
Oh, God damn it. Can I have one as well?
Yeah.
I was going to have a tea, but maybe I'll just go straight to beer. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love gives me a little gift as a token of our love or concern for each other, or I get to spend uninterrupted leisure time with those I love. See, the second question just makes me think of, like, what do you, like, leisure time? Like, are you in a fucking jacuzzi or something? Like, that's what I, like, what do you, like, ooh, it's gross. Like, it's not, like, I feel like what I really like is the idea of not having to actually hang out with a person, but they give me gifts, like, sweet little gifts from afar.
Right, gifts is definitely your language of love in terms of how you show it. In terms of how you show it from my experience with you. And that's why I think languages of love are kind of bullshit. Mm. Because what I'm receptive to, and it varies according to the person from which I'm receiving it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If Hannah got me a gift, Hannah being the person who just called in just then,
yeah.
I would feel, I'd be like, oh, cool. But I know mostly she's getting me that gift, not because she thinks I'll necessarily love it, because she's decided that this is something essential that I need for my life in terms of her, and or she can also have use of the gift once right. it's been gifted.
But then when I...
When you give me a gift...
Well, no, then I have an issue because she, when she makes, I make her my wife. I'm saying, don't give gifts to Alice all the time. What are you doing? I like gifts. I'm the one who likes gifts.
But when you give me a gift, I go, oh, this is lovely, because it's always really thoughtful.
Mm.
And I go, oh, I take this in lieu of Rose being able to express to me verbally or physically how she feels.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Actually, fuck off. I'm who I am, you know, you gotta accept that.
Yeah, they do accept that. That's why I go, like, the salt, when you give me a salt grinder,
yeah,
I don't think, oh, a salt grinder, I think Rose loves me.
But I feel like there's this thing of, like, there's right and wrong ways to be, like,
there isn't.
Yeah, it's weird because repression, there are too many people out in their fucking field. We're gonna actually
We will yell at them.
We
if
will
need
yell
be.
At them. We actually will yell
stay
at
in
them.
Their bubble. Should I do a yell?
Oh my God, I'm so scared. Don't do it. But maybe we should get, like, a some sort of crossbow tranquilizer situation, or I don't know. Anyway, we've turned into
we're fucking
Waldorf and Statler from Sesame Street.
Yeah,
I mean, Muppet Show rather.
We are policing this field out here to check that people aren't.
Don't take the law into your own hands.
I won't take it into my own hands, but I will yell at them from the balcony to keep 2 meters apart. And why have they all chosen to walk at the same time? There were plenty of times during the day that this field
was... Oh, there was a huge amount of times during the day that there was... Jeez, oh, we sound like psychos, for sure.
No, I think it's important.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
People would laugh at what we were saying, though, because people are it's a giant field and people are so spaced out compared to all the shit that you see in England at the moment in the parks,
yeah,
where people are
true.
Dodging each other. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love does something unexpected for me to help me with a project, or I can share an innocent touch with someone I love. Innocent touch.
I love to be touched innocently.
Oh, innocent touch, though.
That's so gross, eh?
What does that mean? Like, sinister touch is the opposite of that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Would I rather...
When someone touches me.
Would I rather someone I love puts their arm around me in public, or someone I love surprises me with a gift?
Arm around me in public.
Well, you're not doing the quiz, but...
Okay, sure.
But I would say that one as well, but only because people so rarely do it to me.
Oh.
I think my repression stems from the fact that I haven't received physical touch that much in my life.
I give you physical affection.
But I only met you when I was fucking 20, what?
That's true, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You'd spend the first 20 or so years of your life.
That's true.
Mm.
I think I'm very physical with all the people in my life.
I physically recoil because I don't know what's, you know,
you
what's happening in my life.
You do struggle when I
I truly don't know it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to unpack it
I
all.
Try not to touch you when I'm trying to comfort you.
And I appreciate that.
Mm.
Thank you. I'm around some, would you rather, it's more meaningful to me when I'm around someone I love, even if we're not really doing anything, or I could be comfortable.
It's all right. It's just the dog in the background. Sorry, everyone.
I can be comfortable holding hands, high-fiving, or putting my arm around someone I love. Holding hands, high-fiving, or putting... No, around someone I love, even if we're not really doing anything. It's more meaningful to me when I receive a gift from someone I love or I hear from someone I love that they love me.
Ooh, oh, I love being told that someone loves me.
Of course. Would you prefer sitting close to someone
kink.
You love?
My kink is someone telling me they love me.
Your kink is love.
My kink is love. Sorry, guys. We'll shut the doors.
This will happen. This will happen when you are in self-isolation.
Yeah. My kink is someone telling me that they love me.
Okay. I knew that. I sit close to someone I love or I'm complimented by someone I love for no apparent reason. Well, just because you want something doesn't give you the right to have it, Alice.
True, actually. Really true. An important lesson for everyone out there to remember in these tough times.
Yeah. I sit close to someone I love or I'm complimented by someone I love for no apparent reason. A compliment out of nowhere is kind of weird sometimes, isn't it?
Do you reckon?
I don't know. Maybe.
I can't imagine a compliment that I would actually genuinely take to heart. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I love, like, someone sitting close to me. I like that kind of, like, casual intimacy.
Okay, here's a big one.
Mm.
More meaningful... when you hear someone you love tell you, I'm proud of you. Or someone you love helps you with the task.
Proud of me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
God, it's intense.
Isn't
it's intense.
It? Like, yeah. God, I think this quiz goes on for quite a while, by the way.
It does. It's only at 33%. So maybe I'll continue this off here. And we'll get the results tomorrow.
We'll announce the results tomorrow if she's positive or negative.
Positive or negative for...
for love language.
Emotional... Imagine if it came back, my results came back and went, you don't have any.
Your love languages test comes back and says you've got COVID-19. I'm so sorry to tell you.
Just fill an email and then you just give it in the phone number, you get a ring and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry, we don't usually do this, we do usually email back the results, but this is unprecedented as well, but after the results of your test they came back positive for, we usually do a swab up the nose and stuff, but it the kind of ways in testing that are kind of, you know, making leaps and leaps ahead, and we've been the five love languages trademark. Yeah, we've been actually hired by the government to test sort of surreptitiously for corona, and you do have it. So please ring the Ministry of Health. Isn't that wow?
Contact tracing everyone you've ever been emotionally distant with.
Oh my god.
That'll be difficult. Love that. Well, so Rose will continue that test and we'll come back to it off the air. Tomorrow, shout out to Gemma for sending that in.
Yeah,
really appreciate
it. I will
that.
Say this, when I decide to be affectionate with someone, I'm very affectionate with them.
Oh, you are, for sure. You go all in.
But I would probably count those people on, like, I would be under 10 people in my life who I'm truly affectionate with.
Can you name them? Can you name them, the ones you're comfortable with? And the ones who you don't want to name, just say...
Well, all of my ex-boyfriends.
Yeah, you're affectionate with your boyfriends. Sure.
But then...
Which is beautiful to see, really.
Yeah.
It's lovely to see.
Haven't seen it in a while.
You really thrive in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I?
Shout out to Courtney. She just wants to know... she's emailed in to ask what's happened to my singing career. And did I end up continuing the lessons? So the world's gone into lockdown, so not doing any face-to-face stuff. I did about half a dozen lessons, I would say, of which I recorded them all on audio. So maybe at some point during this lockdown I'll release snippets.
Do not do that.
Fuck, there's a dog on this property that is absolutely going hog wild.
Yeah.
But no, I did keep doing singing. I actually think over the course of my singing lessons, if you could believe it, I got noticeably worse. So,
wow, did you?
I did.
It's gonna get worse before it gets better.
It's gotta get worse before it gets better.
It doesn't apply to singing.
Yeah.
Can I give a shout out to Tara, who is Now, she's her email, I was like, well, she started it. The subject line was SNEDhead, so I was already off to a bad start for me personally. But she's in a particular situation where she is from New Zealand, but she lives up in the UK, and I think, and she's down here separated from the one she loves. And I'm so sad about that. And I feel so bad for Tara. And so shout out to Tara. I hope you're doing well. And you are the one that requested we bring back the How Ross Would Fuck segment. So I think just in light of that, and a shout out to Tara to end the episode, we should check in on how Ross would fuck, perhaps. And
yeah, I've got an idea of how Ross would fuck right now.
Okay.
At least 2 meters apart, touching himself,
watching you
touch yourself.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so what I'm thinking is that Ross would... You get a call. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Bleep, bleep, bleep.
What
bleep, bleep, bleep.
Do you want me to answer it?
Bleep, bleep. Well, no, I'm not going to role play me being Ross fucking you over Skype. But I reckon Ross would utilize Skype. He's definitely a Skype guy. He's not a face. He's like, what's your... So basically you get a message from Ross Skeller and he's like, what's your Skype username?
Yeah.
And you're like, it's this. Why? And he's like, doesn't respond. Then you get an ad. You get an added friend on Skype. You're like, oh, I just don't use Skype. I usually use Facebook Messenger video or FaceTime, but
sure,
it's fine.
Sure, 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 yeah.
And you get a ring, so he just calls. And he's a...
go on.
He's, it's Ross.
Yeah.
And you go, wow, hi. Hey, Ross. And he's like, hi. And he's got candles lit in the background. And you're kind of like, oh, that's a bit weird. And he's like... Since we have to self-isolate separately, and I am Ross Geller, let's have sex over Skype. And that's what he says. And you say, I don't really feel comfortable with that. And he goes, oh, I just thought it'd be a fun new... I don't know. I've never done that before. And he's like, oh, okay. So I just thought it'd be a really good idea, like a nice idea. And you're like, I it would have been cool if you maybe like gave me a heads up before I saw this and you kind of just sprung this on me. I'm doing stuff. I'm halfway through. I'm working. It's midday as well. It's midday. He's like, oh my God, I didn't realize the time difference. I'm so sorry. And you're like, we should talk about this later. I've got to go. And he's like, don't. And you hang up.
And then
he has a wank.
Yeah, right. Fuck, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I was really there for that.
I feel like it's good because...
Are you taking advantage of this time to masturbate?
That's such a private question.
Okay. I did. I have.
God. You know what?
Twice last night.
Oh, God.
Once this morning.
Damn it. No, Alice. Just, I mean, look, we've got to live with each other for another 2 weeks. Let's just at least create some barriers between us. And if you'd be happy to know, no, because my anxiety has stopped me from being able to. Not at all. Not at all. What I did this morning was listen to The Lark Ascending by Ralph Vaughan Williams and cry.
Oh my God. No, you've got to have a hoon on yourself, if anything, just to
no,
relax.
No, 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 I'll listen to Classic FM and have a little weep.
I will leave that email for... tomorrow.
We've got lots of emails coming in, but please
keep...
We've
got lots of emails, and I think we should probably do a better job of kind of triaging them so we know which ones to do on the episode.
Oh, God, but that's just a bit of admin that we've got literally no time to do.
Yeah, we've got no time at all for that sort
of thing. Run off our feet, to be honest.
Shout out to the person who was upset that Rose is straight. I think...
They weren't just upset. They were angry. They were like... They were angry. They were like bitching about me being straight.
Yeah. And they said that I was unfunny, but then later on in the email that I was in fact funny. Can I just say, a lot of content is coming in about how you're hot and how I just laugh a lot. And I just want to say, if there's anyone out there who's feeling like emailing in, please feel free to also physically hit on me. Because
I agree.
Because it's just really important for my confidence, read these emails, that they're not just all about how Rose is the hot, funny one. And I'm just like your little fucking sidekick.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I will
you
go
just
off.
Told me that I will be the go hot. Off. You will not go off.
I will go
you will
off.
Not go off. So I'm just what? An emotionally repressed person who like...
Hot though.
Three people have said that they think are hot. Via the, you know, deep Instagram filters I put on everything. Also, Alice, I put it out there. I put my shop out.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I need to do that.
Like, I'm not nothing, but I do. You know,
you are not nothing. Look at me. You are not. Look at me.
Put your glasses on again and tell me that.
bring.
We're actually wrapping up the episode. Bring. Okay, very quick call, and then we will wrap it up. Hello.
Yeah, g'day, mate. It's Aussie Anna here.
Oh, my God. Aussie Anna, this is insane. It's been so long.
Yeah, it's been fucking crazy out here. I can imagine. Australia. Listen, first of all, I want to apologize to the listeners. Fucking sorry I set that fire. That was a huge mistake. Aussie Anna,
honestly, I really wouldn't own up to that on this podcast.
Nah, listen, you've got to, when you make mistakes in this life, absolutely got to own up to them. And I've got to apologize because, listen, it just got out of hand. So I was just lighting a bonfire and I thought to myself, well, wouldn't it be nice if I could share this with the town? So
you're a fucking compulsive liar. The old school pool
that had emptied after all the koalas drowned in it. Yeah, so I just went and kind of filled that up with firewood. I threw a flame on it, and one thing led to the next, and the things got out of hand. So I just want to apologize to, you know, my community, Australia, the wider global community for the global impact.
Anna, can I interrupt you there? Because, look, after the last time we spoke about, I think it was about the koalas in the pool, we ran a background check. And we were just a bit concerned because we were like, well, if this actually has happened in the community, we need to report this. And we looked into it and we found that the claims you made were untrue.
Nah, bullshit.
Aussie Anna, please take this seriously.
That's bullshit.
No, Aussie Anna.
I killed all those koalas.
We have found evidence
that you have found nothing.
That you are a con artist.
I'm not a con artist.
You're a con artist, Aussie Anna.
How you're, fucking dare
you're
you?
You're lying. You're ringing up to a podcast.
You're impugning my integrity.
You're lying.
Oh, listen, I can't handle this. I've got fucking jet lag. I've just got back from Wuhan.
No. Aussie Anna.
I've just been recently in China and I fucking ate a bat over there. And I got...
Beep. She's been cut off. I might ring back.
That's a savage caller.
What?
Poor Aussie Anna, I believe her.
I think she's a compulsive liar.
I don't know if she's lying or if she's just really unlucky for the situation she gets herself into, you know?
I think she's a bit of both, you know?
Yeah, she
could be. You know those people who half the things they say are so mad and they're true, but then the other half are lies.
Can you believe it's only day one of lockdown?
I don't want to talk about that.
I know someone asked that we don't talk about COVID, but how can you not?
Well, we can, you know what, lightly... You can touch on it.
Oh, one thing that I really wanted to talk about. Okay, so this won't apply so much for the international listeners, but you can look it up. So New Zealand's gone into lockdown. Police are now controlling everything. We're getting regular updates from the Prime Minister, the Police Commissioner, and the guy who runs health here. I forget his name.
I always forget his name, but he's a great guy.
He's great. He's such a great guy.
His last name's like something like Dingleberry or something.
Bloomfield. I think his name's Ashley Bloomfield.
Yeah, Ashley Bloomfield.
Something like that. Anyway, he's a lovely guy.
Dingleberry is close.
But the absolute revelation of this whole COVID time had just been just how fucking hot the New Zealand Police Commissioner is.
Yeah.
He's insanely hot.
Look, say what you want about the police. They're good or bad, but he's hot.
He's just fucking hot.
Divorced through it all, he's hot.
Yeah. And so everyone please go
shout. All you fucks can have hard-ons for Ted Bundy. Then we can say the police commissioner is hot.
What's his name?
He's fine.
Mike Bush. Shout out to Mike Bush for being like fucking hot and keeping his cool head during these hard times. But it is insane how hot he is.
There was something he said that I put in the group thread of ours in the article that I was like, oof. So Bush had a low key. I love low key warning. Bush had a low key warning for people who, if they did not stick to the rules, there would be consequences. There's a quote: "We'll be the friendly face of police." Until there needs to be something else, of course, if people don't comply. I'm like, wow, Jesus Christ. That's pretty full on.
You read it in the least sexy way possible.
No,
you read it like a mother. You're like, we'll be the friendly face of police. You know? You gotta read it in a more kind of like sexy fashion.
Okay, hang on. Okay, so this is
Do it like you're trying to woo someone.
No, okay, I'm gonna do it like I'm like
like you're gonna
Christian Grey or something.
Yeah, great. I won't look at you for this.
Okay, now hang on. Okay. oh, shit.
Come on, do it, you pussy. Yeah, do it. I won't look at you.
We'll be the friendly face of police. And don't kiss me something else.
That was your Christian Grey.
Okay. We'll be the friendly face of police. Tilda needs to be something else, of course, if people don't comply.
Oh, that was a lot better. That was a lot better.
You know what? I thought about Dipsy. I was thinking about Dipsy, yeah.
It's so important that you think about Dipsy in those times.
The voice actors on Dipsy is so interesting because they can really act. They can really act.
Yeah.
But then they can really act.
Fuck.
They sound like they're fucking.
Yeah, they really do.
And it's pretty intense. And I'm like, who are they getting? Are these drama school kind of graduates? Or are they like... I don't know, like, I heard, I was like, I fucking swear to God I know that voice.
I'd love to read listen to a Dipsy by, like, a famous actor who I crush on.
I think actors are very much out of work at the moment, so I think probably some of them will turn to it.
And if we could just return really quickly to our regular COVID segments. Still haven't heard directly from James Lafferty as to his whereabouts or how he's going, but he has updated his Instagram with a post of his walking a dog alone. No caption on that post, so who knows how he's going. So if everyone could please just continue to reach out to him, that would be great. And this is our second question from the 36 questions to fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Am I supposed to ask it to you?
Oh, yes, you are.
So what is it? Okay. Would you like to be famous? In what way? So would you like to be famous, first of all?
Don't care.
Okay, we don't need to worry about the second part of the question.
You? Be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you would. In what way?
Too good at, like, sex?
Thank you so much for listening to Motors of the Heart.
No, I don't mean that.
You do. That's...
No, I'd love to be famous for just being, like, a... kind of cool person, yeah.
Crack up comedian.
Like a crack up person, yeah. Like, yeah, being famous for being a crack up person and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
But I won't be famous for that. I will be famous for the person, like...
For sex.
No, I'll be famous for some deep tragedy or something. Or like, she goes, I don't know.
You might be the first New Zealand celebrity to get corona.
Well, I don't have it, though.
Well, we don't know. That's why we're in isolation.
Yeah, that's true.
You've got 2 weeks left to find out if you have it. 2 weeks left
to find out.
Well, yeah.
I hope to God I don't, but if I do, I'll be disappointed if I'm like the third.
So, yeah, that'll be so gutting. Yeah, yeah. Eh? Like, oh! Yeah, God, you want to be the first or none at all.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, Doke. That's the end of the episode.
That is the end of the episode.
See you soon.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening. Keep remembering to
email us and tweet us and stuff. Oh, and the one thing I wanted to know was that if anyone had the rules written down of hot yes, hot not, send them through. Also, if you have any if anyone can remember any segments, it's been so long since we've done this podcast, we can't remember them all. And also any characters you want to hear from in the calling in stuff, because we can't remember any of that
shit. I'm not going to bring those back.
Yes, you are. No, you'll do what the people want. It's trying times.
No. No part of this am I trying to do what the people want.
Fair enough.
I'm trying to build up the podcast so we can sell those ads as soon as we get up off the economy off the ground. Okay, so these ads are just gonna go fucking out the door. Sponsorships yet to be sponsored. What was I gonna say though? Just very quickly, I think we have coined the new term schmag. I was talking to someone on Mad Chapman on Instagram. She showed me Zoe Kravitz, something Zoe Kravitz did which was very schmagnetic.
Wow.
And I use the word for the first time, schmag. She's so schmag. Schmag's good. Schmag's That's a good right. word. So let us know which celebs are totally schmag.
Hold
at a time
on, you don't
like
think
this.
Zoe Kravitz is magnetic?
I think that we said she was schmagnetic.
Yeah, you're right, we did. Yeah.
All right, love hot to your families. She's fucking hot. All right. Love to your families. And love to the Kravitzes. All right. Bye bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.